Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
I, as those of you that know me, have a problem with Christians who say they follow the Bible, but they're not following the Bible. I don't know if the best word to call it is hypocrisy or just plain out lying or whatever it is. But I want to talk this a little bit today about a particular contact some fellow had with me that lives in a local area who was getting on my case for saying that we're no longer under the law. And I want to discuss this. And my average audience on my YouTube channel and the internet are people that truly follow the Bible or seek to do so. And that's what it is. But here on this Christian radio station, which I want to put this broadcast on today, many of you don't seem to get it or understand your scriptures. And I remember a while ago, years ago, I was speaking to my friend's father, and I said, you know, I don't like that particular church you go to because they don't talk about keeping the word of God. And he got very agitated at what I said. And it's not my goal to upset people, but I'm trying to have a nice discussion with him. He says, well, I don't know what kind of church you're talking about, but my church keeps the word of God. And when I say the word of God and I say the word of our Creator, you know, he's right to a degree. I mean, to a degree, even Satan keeps the word of God, right? So to agree, everyone's doing that. And you know what? Believers out there, if you compare the guidelines and instructions known as the Torah or the commandments or the will of God, whatever you want to call it, if you open up the Bible and you look at each commandment we're supposed to fulfill, I would say the average Christian might feel the majority of them. So to a degree, they are keeping the word of God, right? But our Creator isn't a creator of neutrality. Our Creator is a creator of completeness. And if you fall short, you fall short. And through the grace and mercy and the blood of Yeshua, we have salvation and we have an opportunity, another chance with His wonderful patience. But that's not an excuse to keep living against His words. That's not a reason to make an excuse not to live against His words. So as we have these discussions and somebody said to me, I want to read this now because many of you that are driving right now listening to this message, or some of you maybe that might have stumbled upon this based on a title through the internet, might call me a legalist or think that, you know, the law is only for the Jewish people and we're set free from that. Or a lot of people often say, we've been set free from the law, or the law was nailed to the cross, and all these different things. But how many of you are actually reading your Bibles and seeing it? So in this transaction I had with this person, and it says, I have many questions about your last show that was broadcasted on the radio station here last Saturday. I'm from a local area near you. He actually said in the Port St. Lucie area. You had mentioned that we are to follow the law as much as we are capable of. But the word of Yahweh, the word of God, says that if we go back under the law, is cursed to go back under it. Because they are responsible to hold the whole law, and they break one of the laws, that person is guilty of breaking the whole law. In addition, you mentioned a lot of scripture, but you did not include the book of Acts, where Paul corrects Peter about telling the Gentiles to go under the law. You contracted yourself in different areas. So these are the type of emails I get. I get a ton of different emails on different topics every day, and these are the different types of emails. And today, every Thursday, I get my show ready for the radio station of the broadcast that I have. And I understand my audience a little different. The audience is a so-called Christian audience. And as I said, Christians are following most of the guidelines and instructions. So first of all, when a Christian tells me we're not supposed to follow the law or we're not supposed to follow the commandments, I say, well, then why are you following them? Because they're following like 80 to 90% of them. So, you know, why are you following them if we're not supposed to? You know, if it's a curse to be under the law, why are you following the law? know, I don't see you committing adultery, and I don't see you, you know, doing all these acts and things that we're told not to do in the scriptures. I see your morality somewhat close to the scriptures. Why is that? If we're not supposed to follow the law, if we don't have to, don't tell me because your heart's just a moral person. You don't want to do these things. No, the scriptures tell us how our heart truly is. And left under our own desire without the consequences of Yahweh, many of us would not make the most righteous choice when we consider our fleshly desires. I'll put it that way. And when we look at these things, first of all, the problem is law. And me and this person had this discussion with law. If you're listening right now, understand there's two types of law in Scripture. There is law like the Torah, the guidelines, the instructions. Some people often mistakenly say the law of Moses, and Moses didn't make up any law. We could say Moses the messenger would be a great name for Moses. Moses the messenger, because he didn't make anything up. He was a messenger, and he gave what a creator made. You know, a lot of non-Jewish people say, well, we're not under the law of Moses. Well, Moses didn't make any up law. But that's one type of law. You know, and I think it'd be more clarification to say commandments or guidelines and instructions or the will of our creator. See, when you say commandments, it scares people because it makes people think, well, Yahweh commanded us to do something. You know, and oh, he told us what we have to do. So, you know, yeah. So let's say guidelines and instructions of our creator, commandments, and so on. But the problem is the word law. You see, there were Pharisees and sages. Today, it's like Judaism. They've added a whole bunch. The scriptures say, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. So the Judaism, and back then, the Pharisees and sages in scripture added a lot to the words of our creator. And not what they added became a man-made law. Okay? So this is why Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, had an issue with the Pharisees and sages. So, for example, the Sabbath, the fourth commandment, Yeshua said never to keep it, and we're not to keep it anymore. In fact, his disciples kept all the commandments and the feast days, the calendar, and the Sabbath, even after Yeshua's death and resurrection. You know, they still kept it because it was not done away with, as it says in Matthew 5:17. You know, so... So when I think about this and you think about the word law, it's a man-made law. And what happens is Judaism and many people adding to the law. And then you have the church today, the Christian church, that's taking away. They're doing less. If Yeshua was here today, he'd be called a legalist for trying to follow his father's commandments. And we really just have to go to the words of Yeshua. And he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, I'm not saying that if you don't keep his commandments, you don't love him. There's some reasonable reasons why we might not keep the commandments. And Acts is one of those great examples. You had people that brought up in a non-Jewish lifestyle or non-biblical background, even if they were Jewish. And then all of a sudden they're told they got to keep over 600 commandments and live up to them and so on. And they had to get accustomed to them for quite a while. And in that time, they determined, well, these are the four things that you must do immediately. But that didn't excuse you from doing the rest. It's just until you can get acquainted with this. And this is a problem. And a lot of people struggle. Somebody called me up yesterday. I got a lot of phone calls. And somebody called me up yesterday and they said, well, I need your help. I want to order one of your products that you sell, this astaxanthin product to help people with disease, because we have somebody we know that has some stage 4 cancer. So when I counsel people, I ask them some questions. I don't just say, okay, here you go. No, I say, well, is this person a Christian? Or, do they proclaim to believe in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus? And they say, yes. I say, well, you know, there's many different causes of disease or contributes to disease. And one of them, you know, is physical. If we eat unhealthy, our bottle is a tabernacle. It's a temple, and we need to keep it as clean as possible. And we have the foods to do that. But if we eat unclean food, chances are enhanced that we can get a disease or even a virus if our immune system is low. Chances are better that we'll catch it. How does this person eat, or how do you eat? And, you know, and this is the question I ask people, and they tell me what they eat and how on. And then since I wasn't speaking to this person directly, I said, well, does this person eat pork? Now, they said this person was a Christian, a good Christian, they said. I said, does this person eat pork? And this is not just this person singling them out. If you're a Christian listening right now, listen very carefully. Any of you suffering from an illness or an ailment or wanting to do so in the future, you need to listen. So I said, you know, do they eat pork? Or do they eat meat? Well, they eat meat. How much pork do they eat? Well, they don't eat pork. They don't eat pork. Okay, that's a good start. Oh, but they eat bacon? Oh, yeah, they eat bacon. Do you know bacon is pork? Oh, I thought you meant pork chops and things like that. No, I said pork. Or what do you want to say? Something with pork in it? And they said, no, yeah, they eat a lot of bacon. I say, but I thought you told me they were a Christian. But they are. But I thought you told me they believed in the Bible. But they do. Well, why aren't they following the Bible? We don't have to follow that. That was the Old Testament. We don't have to follow all those things. Who told you that? Did it not say in the original covenant that, you know, those that keep my guidelines and instructions or those that listen and obey me will have a long life of peace and shalom? You know, did it not say that the commandments are so important, he took them off paper and he want them on our hearts so we would know them and live them? Did he not say, you know, not one jot or tittle should be done away with until heaven and earth pass? Why do we not need to follow this? You know, so you mean it tells us in the Bible what foods to eat and what not to eat? Well, yes and no, because unclean foods really weren't foods. They were an abomination, but there are foods that we're told not to eat. Lobsters and certain seafoods and certain types of birds and pork, probably the most common one. Well, we don't need to follow that. Well, you're looking like why this person is sick and stuff. We're trying to heal this person. You know, I'm not here to convince people to do something and not do something, except I'm here to convince you or to try to plead with you to read your word for yourself. Read your scriptures. So they say, okay, well, he can give up eating pork. Let him eat turkey bacon, okay, which is still not healthy, by the way. And if you have disease, I don't recommend frying anything, especially bacon of any sort. But from a spiritual standpoint, there's many causes of disease as well. And disobedience can manifest disease in our bodies. Disobedience to our Creator's word can manifest disease in our bodies. And then they said, well, that's just food. And we don't think that, you know, I said, well, okay. So you say this person's a believer. Well, do they work on Saturday? Yeah. Well, what about the fourth commandment, the Sabbath, to keep the Sabbath holy? Well, that's not our Sabbath. Our Sabbath is Sunday. Well, what Bible are you reading? Who are you following? That's not what the Bible I said. The Bible I read says. And they say, oh, but the Bible says, you know, that's the Sabbath, that's for the Jewish people. Where does it say that? You know, no, it says that's for our Creator's followers. That's for those that follow Yeshua. But we're not, you know, but that we're not saved by doing works. Look, you called me up and you told me you had a disease, and I'm telling you things that contribute to disease. You want to live the best life possible. You know, you got the popular saying by the smiling creature, live your best life now. Live according to the guidelines and instructions. Ask yourself, what is sin? What is sin? Sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. You know, and you know, just because Yeshua died for us, which is the greatest gift man ever received, but it's to set us free and not go back to the life we were living. And we need to understand it's not an excuse to keep living in sin and saying, well, he died for us, so we're okay now. No, and by the way, he died to take away the penalty of sin. He didn't take away sin. Sin still exists, and sin existed before. He took away the penalty of sin, which was death. And we deserve death for our disobedient lifestyles, as so in the scripture, so it says. But Yeshua came and became a curse for us and took that death for us. So we would change our ways. We would change our ways. Well, let me just read this in the little time we have here today. And if anybody's watching this, not necessarily to the people that know this information or follow me on the internet, but if anyone's watching this on a local Christian radio station or listening to this, please, you're welcome to contact me. At the end of the show or through my website, you can get my number if you want to discuss this further. I point you to scriptures and the scriptures that talk about this, but this isn't made up. It's in the scriptures and so on. So it says here, after he wrote that, I wrote, when I talk about the law or the commandments, where in the Bible does it say we are cursed for following the commandments? To me, it sounds like you're confusing man-made laws with the commandments of Yahweh. And here's the reply I got. Thank you, Paul, for reaching back out to me. You mentioned speaking about the commandments of Yahweh, but you keep using the word laws of God. Are we lawless? No, we are not, because the book of Romans, Paul writes that we are under the law of the Spirit of life. The Bible says, for many of us are the works of the law under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continue not in all things which are written in a book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law or the sight of Yahweh is evident, for the just shall live by faith. In other words, a person is cursed because they are going back to the law. They must follow the law. They cannot pick and choose which applies and which doesn't. This is what the person write me. And then he gave me James 2:10. For who shall keep the whole law and yet offend one point, he is guilty of all. And he wrote, I do not believe that we should try to do our I do believe we should try to do our best to honor the Sabbath and the holy days, but not as a way of salvation. Let me interject here. Who said that? Who said it's a salvation to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? You know who said it? The church said it. The church has told people that there are people out there saying we're saved by works and not through the blood of Yeshua. And they say, well, the church is saying it's all about Yeshua and we don't have to do the works. No, the church is keeping people from following the guidelines and experience of our Creator and experiencing the blessing that Yeshua has given them, because people are going to lose that blessing, because it says in the Bible, there's no sacrifice for willful sin. And we need to take this seriously. Who said when he says it's not a way of salvation? Then he wrote, we obtain salvation through Yeshua alone. Keeping the laws perfectly and commandments does not make anyone more saved. Who said it does, number one? And number two, why are you changing the subject? The Bible says, if you love me, keep these guidelines and instructions. And the opposite of these guidelines and instructions is sin. And you have a choice to live in sin or to live in righteousness. Righteousness is called righteousness because it means doing right according to the words of our Creator. We don't need the Bible and the word of our Creator. And if there's no sin, we don't even need a Savior. We don't need Yeshua if there's no sin. And he didn't do away with sin. He did away with the penalty of sin that we deserve. And the person says, he goes on to say, you are teaching if pizza and a piece of bacon, if we eat pizza and a piece of bacon, we are going to hell. Now, that's another story. It is not for me to judge who's going to hell and who's not going to hell. But it certainly is for me to judge as a brother and a person and somebody who proclaims Yeshua, to judge everyone on every other topic other than that salvation issue, which is what Yahweh is to judge. It says in the scriptures, a spiritual person judges all things. We're to judge to lift people up and not knock people down. If I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing, I'm so blessed. I want people to judge me. And a true friend and brother or sister is going to judge me to try to lift me up, not to knock me down. You know, you know, he wrote, I wrote, you know, we can't eat whatever we want and do whatever we want. And all the things here I'm telling you. So if you're watching this right now on this or listening right now, I need you to question or to read your scriptures. And I got all these scriptures that are given them that are taken out of context to see that we no longer need to follow, they say, the law. That's like saying we no longer need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. That's ludicrous. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I told him, and I tell everyone that's listening right now, repent of your sin and get right with Yahweh and take his word seriously and stop sinning. Stop sinning? I invited this person to a conversation with me. on the internet here or on Zoom or anywhere on the phone or anywhere. And he writes, so you assume I'm living in sin. What is the list of unclean food? Pork, fish without fins. So I'm going to hell because I eat shrimp or bacon. And this is what he keeps going back to. You know, and so I just went and broke it down. He says, you keep telling me to repent. Repent means to change your mind. That's what it means. And he writes here, we are, he writes, you sound like a modern day Pharisee. Don't eat that and don't wear that and don't do that. You know, you sound like a modern day Pharisee. And then he tried to give me and tell me, Matthew 5:17, do not came to think that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come but fulfill. And I give Matthew 5:18 to everyone that says the Lord has done away with it. It says, I tell you the truth, in the words of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, until heaven and earth disappear, not even the smallest detail of Yahweh's life will disappear. The smallest detail of Yahweh's law will disappear until the purpose is achieved. So as we listen to this message, if you're listening to this message right now and you call yourself a believer, a Christian, somebody who follows the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, if you're listening to this right now, I tell you, if you want to live your best life now, if you want to have Yahweh's blessings upon you, it's very clear that it says, we're saved only through the blood of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. There's no other way to salvation than through that. That is not for me to judge. But it does say in Scripture, we are blessed by keeping His guidelines and instructions, and we are cursed by disobeying them. Blessings and curses. Blessings and curses. Does that mean that we are to be obedient to our Creator just to get something or to be blessed or to even avoid being cursed? Well, it'd be a wise idea to follow the guidelines and instructions to avoid the consequences of the sin you're dealing with. But even then, we shouldn't be doing this to get something because we already have everything we need in Yeshua. So we don't keep the guidelines and instructions to be saved. We should keep them because we are saved. We should keep them because Yeshua gave us that opportunity to stand in judgment day in front of our wonderful Creator, that we would even have an opportunity for Him to tell us the type of job we've done. We are all working towards that appointment. We are not there yet. We are not there yet. But if we want to get there, we need to understand how to get there. Because it says in the Scriptures, get away from me, those of you that do not follow my word. Get away from me. I want nothing to do with you. I do not know you. That great opportunity, the first test that's going to come, that's going to take place as so it says, is there's going to be a judgment day. And that judgment day is this. When you have a corrupt judge, somebody who you know isn't a fair judge, and you're a wicked person or a sinner or doing something wrong, and you're going to stand in front of that judge, you might feel good. Because that judge might just set you free. But the Scriptures say a righteous judge, a righteous Elohim, cannot set the guilty free and vice versa. And if you have a judge that is righteous, if you have a judge that is true and real to His word, that's a very scary thing. That's a very scary thing. Because we are guilty and we deserve the worst of the worst. We deserve it based on our actions and our life according to the Scripture. But we got something much better than we deserved. And that's what's so great about this. Yeshua came and took our place. He took our place. He took us off death row and gave us another chance. And here we are now. We have that other chance to re-enter that courtroom, to stand in front of that judge again and say, we got it right wrong the first time. But thanks to the mercy and grace, we had a second time, and this time we got it right. It says in the Scriptures in James 4:17, to know good and not do it to him, it is sin. To know good and not do it to him, it is sin. That's what it says in the Scriptures. And many of you that are listening right now might not have known these things that I'm saying. But after listening to what I'm saying, you can no longer use the excuse, I never heard that before, because you have now heard it. Now, what are you going to do with it? Now, what are you going to do with it? And that decision is going to determine not only the consequences or the blessings that are in your life now while you're here, but it's going to determine the sentence you get when you're standing in front of the real judge on judgment day. And that's what it's going to determine. So I pray that somebody would be moved to make the right choices and study their scriptures and read it out for yourselves. Go to my website and look at all the many videos I have there on this topic, explaining these issues, and start getting right and understand it's not about keeping some or most. Our Creator wants us to follow Him, to follow Him. And those times we fall short, through His mercy and grace, if our heart's in the right place, hallelujah. But He's not going to stand for us living in sin and living against His holy word and His holy guidelines. The world isn't going to like it. The scriptures show us this. People call me a legalist. You know, people call me many different names. But I know what I study. I know what the word says. And I know who I follow. The average Christian can't say that because they're not reading their word. Their eyes are not opened up to the truth of scripture. And no matter how much of a good person they think they are, remember what I said. To a degree, even Satan listened to our Creator. You know, so, you know, we need to get right with our Creator and get right with His words and measure our life up against the lessons found in Scripture. You know, they say the Scripture is the schoolmaster. I tell you all this before we close today. The Bible is not two books, it's one book. Rip out that page that separates the original covenant and the new covenant. It's not an old and it's new. It's an original and a renewed. Start reading scriptures for what it is. One book from Genesis all the way to Revelations. We have one book, one Messiah, and one way to salvation. And we also have one life to live and one way to live. So thank you, everybody, for listening to this message. Have a blessed day, and Yahweh be with you.
Thank you for listening to Torah Life Ministries and this broadcast. If you'd like more information, you could check out my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. We also do a lot of live teachings on there. And every Friday night at 10 p.m., we have live fellowship via our YouTube page at Torah Life Ministries. We look forward to seeing you there. Have a great day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Let every lie be silenced and all depression cease. Let every dark assignment bow down at Jesus' feet. Let every curse be broken. Let every storm be tamed. And all that come against us be bound in Jesus' name. Your presence is my greatest weapon. Pushing back the darkness, breaking every chain. My worship opens up. Crushing every stronghold when I speak your name, 'cause your presence is my weapon. Your presence.
begin.